Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bombas socks, to be as specific as can be. BOMBASCO them, please say yes. But why experience all new socks? The ones I have already rocks. I highly doubt they're great like these. The ones that climb up towards your knees, the ones that stay down at your feet, the ones that feel your feet a treat. But why invest in those obscured by shoes and pants and clothes? Absurd. While seeing is believing, believe you me that we believe you'll see that feeling is relieving, B, and that feeling is so relieving, C. But if receiving doesn't give you glee, take pride in knowing that Bombas is a giving tree. For every pair or two or three you buy for him or her or me, they'll donate one or two or three to poverty, to those in need. Because of these Siamese, these comfy sweater for your feet are more important than imported shirts or pants or dress or belt or anything at homeless shelters. So that's our pitch and that's our plea. Just check them out and you will see. No more bitching, honeycomb stitching, Prima cotton, good for running, good for walking. Get a pair of comfy something for your good for nothing cousin, for your tutor loving other. Nothing tops a stocking stuffer like a stocking mother fluffer. And right now, for a limited time, Bombas is offering our listeners 20% off your first order and free shipping. Just go to bombas.com/ifiwereyou. That's bombas.com/ifiwereyou. Let's get started. Part two of our episode with a very funny Ben Schwartz. Things got real.
She wants to meet in the middle. She wants to meet in the middle of us. You must be in quite a pickle. To if I were you, show at gmail.com. Jake and Amir will help you with whatever's going wrong. She wants to be in the middle. She wants to be in the middle of us. Solving your problems simple. Turn on the podcast and listen.
Stephen Mills.
Two, she wants to be in the middle song.
That's right.
Back-to-back episode.
Very fortuitous. Very, very, thank you to Alex Sexton was the last week's and Stephen Mills was this one. It was a catchy tune.
Yeah,
I guess.
Both of them were great, by the way.
Yeah, based on your...
Here comes Jake taking another piss. Here he comes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know him, you love him. Denim on top and denim on bottom. A song devised by Brian Husky from the UCB.
My socks are denim, my shoes are denim.
Here we go, baby. They all don't right. call him the Denim Bandit because it... Oh, God, someone's at the phone, to the door. You gonna get Jake?
Yeah. We can keep rolling.
All right, let's keep rolling. Jake's gonna get the door.
All right, let's just get started. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by Ben. I'm Amir.
I'm Josh.
Not hosted by me. You said hosted by Ben.
Oh, we're going to leave the microphones here.
What?
This is take over.
It's sort of a baton passing.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Would change the show totally yeah. then. I think the whole format, everybody that's in it, you guys would never be allowed on it again.
You would just talk about drumming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put a cap on that? Look how close you are to hitting it over.
I'm not that close to it.
Are you crazy? You're playing with the devil. You're playing with...
Fire?
That's it.
Yeah, playing with fire. Ben was on our last episode. It ran a little long, so we're going to make it a two-parter.
Giant harmony. That would be three-part harmony, but it's fine.
I wanted to do it.
I want to be in the middle. Okay, I got a couple questions for you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me ask a question that'll set us off on a journey. An impressive journey. We need a guy's name.
By the way, we're supposed to write today. Three of us are supposed to write today.
Uh-huh.
And because we're doing this for 2 hours and change, there's no way we're going to
write. All right, and the guy's name is...
It's a guy?
It's a guy.
You know him. You love him. Michael Boobleys.
Any relation?
To who?
To Donovan Boobleys. Ready?
Quick question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
How big is your TV at home?
I thought you were going to say penis.
Nice.
Do you guys talk about penis size and everything?
There was the article recently that like announced the average male dick size.
What is it?
It's actually a little less than 5.5.
Really? Is no,
I thought
it
was like in America.
I think between 5.5 and 6 or something.
No, I think 5.5 is the like universal or is the world average. And in America, it's actually a little less than 5.5.
Why do Americans have smaller penises in the world?
Hold on. Let me ask Siri.
Go do it. See what she says.
Oh, she says, go fuck yourself.
Oh, wow.
That's weird.
That's that first question, dude. Come on. Stop wasting time.
Sure. Hey, hey, guys. So I'll cut to the chase. My girlfriend and I are leaving for college soon, and I love this girl, and I can't see myself without her. She's an actor, which is awesome. Then we had the discussion about her being in a role where she will have to kiss somebody else. I'm the only guy she's ever done anything with, and this makes me even more against her being in that role. What bothers me more is that kissing her is something that I only see myself doing. It's that small, intimate thing that is special to me. And I feel like a shitty boyfriend every time I think like this, but I don't think it should be something I have to share. What bothers me more is just that she doesn't seem to care about kissing another guy, and then I'm the bad guy. But am I really that bad if I just don't want her to kiss somebody else or make out with strangers on stage in front of a bunch of other strangers when she doesn't even do that with me in front of people? I want to be able to just nip this in the bud and be a better boyfriend, but I think I find it
nip
hard
to... Nip it in the bud? Is that true? That's the phrase?
Yeah.
What does that mean, nip it in the bud? I thought
it's
it was
like
the...
you nip it in the bud like before the flower blooms.
Oh, wow. I've been saying that wrong the whole time.
I just want to nip this in the bud and be a better boyfriend, but I find it hard to watch my girlfriend make out with some dude, then be expected to clap afterwards. Obviously, I'm an extremely jealous boyfriend, so that definitely adds to the issue as well. But still, what do I do? Help. Please.
This guy like went off the rails as he was writing this email.
but
angrier
also
and angrier.
Amir read it like that as well. And Amir read it like
that was my decision.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. So what's the deal
you
with this guy?
You interpreted it and you acted in the way that led us to interpret this exact same way.
What's the deal with this guy?
Nice.
I mean, what does he have to do? Should he be upset that his girlfriend is making out with a mommy?
This is how Ben's going to host the episode from now on.
I've never seen you do an impression. That's like not part of your comedy thing.
I can do an impression of the woodchuck in Full House.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Ready?
Yep.
The truth of the world.
Wow, how does that come out
you
of your
that?
Mouth?
It's also Smeagol from Lord of the Rings. Filthy little hobbitses.
Filthy little hobbitses.
That's so bizarre.
What else can I do? I used to be able to do a couple. Not very well.
Well, that's actually
I also
good.
Do... I've been on a cartoon for like 3 years.
Randy Cunningham.
I do the great Randy Cunningham, ninth grade ninja. whoever
three
watches...
years?
100 episodes, 2 seasons.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
How many times have you guys been on the show?
0. You won't have us.
She wants to be in the middle!
We knock on the trailer wall and door and you just never let us in.
Hilarious that you think voiceovers have trailers. So let's talk about this.
Sure.
But before, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
No.
Dating an actress who has to kiss another guy.
This is the problem. And it's going to be a problem forever, unfortunately, if you date an actress. She is going to have roles, especially if she's a female, that she's going to have to kiss the opposite sex. And it is very weird. And I have gone through that weirdness. And I don't... There's no other profession outside of pornography, I guess. But is there any other profession that you... And by the way, kissing is the lowest of it. I've had scenes where you have to have sex with women and you're naked with them and stuff like that.
Well, my dad's a tax lawyer and he's
constantly...
Where he's had to have sex or hook up with a secretary.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Well,
and your dad listens to this.
He really,
now he feels terrible.
He really wanted
to. And I hung
to.
Out with your whole family
right.
a couple weeks ago.
Right. Yeah, he really wanted to.
But I mean, like Ben saying, it's not acting is the only profession where you have to kiss somebody. My dad had to.
Wait, prove me wrong, children. Prove me wrong, Seymour Skinner.
Yep.
Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong, children.
Prove me wrong. prove me wrong and tell me, is there another profession?
That forces you to kiss somebody?
Acting?
A lip doctor?
No.
Oh, no. Or a real profession?
Oh, CPR, lifeguard.
Enthusiast.
That's good.
Mouth to mouth.
That's good. That's mouth to mouth, I guess. You're right.
That'd be funny.
Oh, doctors see each other naked. Doctors see patients naked.
Yeah. But
But imagine if you got pissed at your husband, the lifeguard, for saving a life. Like, you were making out with that chick.
It was incredible. I saw the life come back into her eyes.
Yeah, that's how hard you were kissing her. You were Frenching her in front of
everybody. The other version of this is this.
I've been waiting 5 years for that woman to choke on something so I could kiss her.
The saddest thing would be if the lady didn't make it. So
she's dead.
Not yet. She's not.
You kissed her to death.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, you cheated on me with a corpse.
Oh baby. One time I kissed a corpse so hard it came back to life.
I like when
you're
he's
a hero, but so creepy, sir.
My favorite part of this email is that he explains to us why it bothers him, as if like we didn't know. Like, what bothers me is that kissing her is something that I only see myself doing.
It's a special worst. Little thing that I have.
you think you invented kissing? Is that what you think you did?
Don't tell anybody else, because other people can start doing it.
She's starting to bring this smash lip thing that we do, and like it turning it into a national phenomenon.
He's also making like her profession. It starts to be like she's going to get roles where she has to kiss people. And then he goes on to just sort of demean the entire idea of acting. He's like, she's going to kiss a stranger on stage in front of a bunch of other strangers.
By the way,
and I have
weird.
To clap afterwards.
The clap afterwards
like
is
it's
hilarious.
A good thing.
Like, I'm proud of her.
Oh, you mean she booked a role she's excited about? A lot of people show up to her show and then people clap afterwards? That does sound really nice.
Yeah, but at the same time, she had to press
her
face.
Also, you're a freshman in college, so you guys are definitely going to break up. If she's the only girl you've ever kissed...
Don't worry about it.
Of course, wish her Godspeed on her journey and break up now.
Ben, what's the farthest you've gone with a chick off camera?
Ooh.
One time I did Smash Mouth.
What's that?
Where you take both your lips and you push them together and you go...
With the guy from Smash Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to make out the guy from Smash Mouth.
Wait, what's the most intense sexual thing you've done on camera?
Like, kind of, I've done sex scenes, I've done making out.
Sex? Like, how does that work? You're wearing underwear and so is she.
Well, it matters. It matters what type of production you're on. If you're on a show that's on something like my first sex scene ever, the woman, who's gorgeous, was... had something in her rider that she couldn't show her ass or vagina. So they couldn't show my ass and vagina is right there. So they couldn't show
your
mine.
Vagina?
My vagina right there.
Oh my God.
My ass and vagina is in the same space. So I was able to wear, she was wearing see-through, she was wearing like skin color panties and I just wore like tidy whities and rolled them up. So like whatever. But in House
but
of
she
Lies,
was topless?
She was wearing a see-through bra. I don't think she let anybody look at her breasts either. But that was us going through the motions of sex and showing like my chest and other. But I've been naked,
fully like, naked.
No, in Showtime for Showtime, I think they can show my ass. They have I don't know, but they make you wear this terrible thing and it's called a modesty sock, I think. And what it is, it's like a little pouch. You know, like when you're younger and you had marbles. Yeah. But you know, you put your penis in it too. You have to scrunch all your business together, and then you. So it's like you put it all in there,
and
right?
Tie it up like marbles,
and then you tie up the top.
Oh,
so it can't. Oh. So it can't. Whatever.
Oh,
it's no fun. Oh. It is no fun.
So you couldn't even get hard if you wanted to.
No, you could get hard.
I'll break through the sack.
You can break through that sack.
Have you ever gotten
absolutely.
Hard in it?
No, because I've been so nervous about it because I've been very fortunate where such lovely, nice women are there who are also gorgeous. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Have you ever had to grind against a topless woman?
Yes. She was on top of me.
You're in this pouch and she's
no,
topless.
No, that I was wearing my pants still.
Oh, but she's grinding on you.
The only time I wore that pouch was when there's a scene where I was naked in the back of a car. So it had to look like I was totally naked. All the other ones are like the beginning. So this year I have a couple sex scenes, but it's mostly the very beginning of it, right before we get started. So it's before, it's like whatever.
Right.
It's like
you
a
like,
lot of making out.
You fall onto the bed and then it
but
cuts
But by the
away.
Way, there it's crazy because you're still like, I'll always, every time I'll be going up to the actress, like whatever you're, because it's our show and they're usually the guest star.
Right.
So like whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you feel like I will do as, I want to make you as comfortable as possible. Will make you feel like this isn't a big thing. So if you want to just no tongue, 100%, no touching, anything you wish would be totally fine.
Isn't
with
that
me.
Not your decision to make?
No, it kind of. I've been on the show. We've been on the show for so long that if the director's like, yeah, but you need to be, I was like, you know, we'll sell it. Just if it makes her uncomfortable, It's crazy. If it makes her uncomfortable, there's no reason to make her
then
feel
then choose
uncomfortable.
Another job, sweetheart. That's what you say every time she says, actually, no tongue. I don't think so. Direct.
You're fired.
You Jesus. Bite into an onion.
But there are actresses that are like, let's do it like we would be doing. Let's do it real. Like we right, would be doing.
That's the art.
And I agree. And by the way, that for the most part, I believe is the correct way of doing it.
Do you ever feel connected or aroused or...
Like, yes, you do. There are some times where you 100%. It's by the way, it's the same with when you kiss a woman in real life. There's some times where you like feel connected and like, oh my god, this girl is amazing at this. There's a great connection.
Even though there's a camera and a crew around, I've never had sex scenes. I've never even had tongue kissing scenes. But like when I've had like smooch stuff or like fake makeout. Oh wait, I did have a sex scene once.
You had a fake out makeout.
I had a fake sex.
Did you kiss the person?
Yeah, but it was like there. It was so. I don't know. I felt nothing. There wasn't like. Not even a
yeah, but that's what you do when you're actually cheating on your girlfriend. So that's not like a good indication. What about you, Ben? What do you feel like when you're kissing someone and you're in a relationship?
I will say this: it was if you've ever dated an actress before, there is it's weird. It's a weird feeling that let's say you care about someone, you kiss them, and you're like, oh, this week sometime you have a sex scene with somebody, or you have a that girl has a makeout scene with someone. It's weird. It is very weird. I it's something that this guy it's hard to get over. But he's obviously he runs a little bit jealous regardless. But it's a tough thing. I don't know how to explain it because also like it's so weird because then you can watch it also and you can watch that person make out like all those scenes that I'm making out with those girls are on television or yeah. whatever.
But you're an actor too, so like you have to be. It seems like you have
yes,
to be.
Yes, I understand
lenient.
It totally. Yes, yes, yes.
If you're like a random like a student or a plumber and then you have to see your wife or girlfriend
well, this guy's
make out
also
with
already
guy.
Really really jealous. He think about it. He's seething. And his girlfriend doesn't have a role where she has to kiss him.
And by the way, it may be there's so many different types of kisses. It could just be like a little peck and it means nothing. But if it's like, you know, there are scenes that we've done where it's like really like we're on each other. She's all over me. I'm making out with her and throwing her on a bed, stuff like that. That's a totally different kissing scene than I'll see you later. I'll see you later. Kiss and
right.
leave.
And say goodbye.
But it's a very weird thing because also you want to try your best to be in the moment. Like I learned from improv and then I never really went through acting school. I never went through acting school, but for improv, you want to be in the moment. You want to say yes and you want to make something with someone else. You always want to, in a scene, you want to like, if the three of us fuck around, or when the three of us write, we play with each other. We like talk to each other and we make it work.
We play with each other's dicks.
Yeah, we play with each other's dicks anytime we write. And then anytime Jake comes, we're like, that's a good joke.
the idea
only
comes
when something's really funny.
Only. And so Jake only comes in at his own jokes, by the way.
So sad.
But there is this weird moment when you're like making out with someone. And then if you're single, by the way, it's going to – if you're single, there's like no – you don't feel as bad at all. You just don't feel as bad at all. But when you're – if let's say you're going out with someone and you're making out with someone – you just don't you just it feels so weird, you know what I mean?
Does it feel weird to see or to be in that, like are you feeling more weird when you're making out when you see your girlfriend making out?
Do I
what's worse for you?
Oh my god, if watching a girl make out that I'm dating or something like that. Yeah, of course. I don't know when this comes out.
The worst thing I could imagine is being the guy having a girl be upset, going making out and then coming home. And then that first conversation like How was set today?
How was the scene?
It was good. It was a fine day.
But think about sex scenes when the girl – I've had scenes where girls are totally naked in front of me. Totally naked and wearing like a tiny – there's a little triangle they put over their pubic region. That's the only thing they have covering themselves.
And what do they do?
A modesty triangle?
I forget what it's called. It's called something. I forget what it's called. I have an amazing story. I wonder if I can tell it.
Oh, my God. You can't do that in the knot.
All right. There's a sex scene and we're in Vegas. So, by the way, some of these make out, I don't know if anybody watches House of Lies on the show, but the last episode, or I guess it'll be a couple episodes by the time this airs, there's a girl that I have a bunch of make out scenes with. She has a boyfriend in real life. She's so sweet, such a great actress. Her name is Valerie Curry, and she was great in these scenes. You know what I mean? But she's amazing because at the same time, her boyfriend was on set sometimes. And he was never for the – oh, there was a kissing scene he was on set for. Oh, no, I don't know if we kissed. We didn't kiss. But, like, he was so – he was an actor also, so he knew what was going on and stuff like that. She's, like, a pro and amazing. She was great at it. There are some people that are a little bit more awkward about it. There are some people that are not as – or, like, I remember there I did a short film once, and it was just – she had never done a kissing scene before, and I made her as comfortable as possible and everything. And it was just very weird because you could tell how nervous she is. And when someone's kissing and they're nervous, you could feel it.
Right.
And so
I only feel that. I've never kissed a girl who's at ease.
Oh, really?
She's always like...
Give me a situation where you're kissing someone.
So like I'm on the end of a date and it's going, all right, or as far as I'm concerned, it's going great. And she's probably not feeling it. And then
she's
at the end of the night,
because I split the bill.
A lot of times she's upset. Yeah, it's not mad or anything. She's
so what
just
do you
upset.
Usually say? Do you say the wallet's on the car? Or do you say what's your line?
Like, why don't we get this out of the way now? Because I feel like I don't want to have the first kiss later.
Do you say that for real?
And then I can feel the hair on her back stand. She's so disgusted by that.
Right.
And she tenses up like this. She's like pushing her shoulder blades together in the back. Like that's how much it
like a cat.
But
like
what happens?
Right, or someone spilled hot water down her back. It's like, ah. Like,
have you ever done that? Have you ever? By the way, that line is extraordinary. Have you ever used that line? Because my question is, what happens if the girl doesn't want to make out with you? They're like, I want to see how this date goes before.
You're talking about actually using that line
in real life. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a line from Annie Hall. It worked in Annie Hall.
He
picks her up. He's like, we might as well get this over with now.
Yes,
okay,
I remember
great,
that.
Now it's over.
Have you ever used that?
No, never. Of course not.
Jakey?
No, definitely not.
Because you're a terrible person.
Because I think it's a terrible person thing to do to say, let's kiss now before you know me.
What happens if I don't like you? Yeah, it would be so crazy. All right, this is my crazy story. We're in Vegas. There's a scene where I'm having sex with someone. This is a scene, obviously. I'm having sex with someone. John Cheadle's the star of our show. Don Cheadle's having sex with someone, and another actor is having sex with someone in the same room. And the camera move is – I wonder if I've ever said this before. I'm sure it's fine. The camera move is from Cheadle to the other person, and then you wipe across the room, and it's to me.
Is it a special effect, or are you guys actually fake doing it in the
Cheadle
same
time? Cheadle is completely naked with the modesty sock on, so you can see his ass and everything in the shot also. The other guy, totally naked with the modesty sock on, and they're having sex with these two gorgeous women, by the way. And I'm having sex with a beautiful woman as well. But I'm totally clothed. The joke was that I was having sex with her totally clothed. So I go up to her before and I say the same thing I've said with any person. And I was like, hey, just so you know, anything you like, tell me what you're comfortable with. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And she laughs, but she goes, she goes, baby, listen to me. I'm a softcore porn actress. You could do whatever you want.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, and she's like, are you nervous now? And I'm like, no, I'm going to be fine.
What is softcore versus regular
softcore
porn?
Means there's no penetration, but they simulate everything. So there's no actual penis and vagina, but it's like it looks like there is. They're on top of each other and all that stuff.
Wow. What's the point of that?
Because you can't show penetration on Showtime or HBO or like, you know, Skinamax. Remember all those things when we were kids?
Yeah.
I don't know if it still exists now. There's so much porno. I wonder if it does. But so I was like, okay, very nice woman. She's
I thought that's what you said. Okay, very nice.
Very nice woman.
All right. Very nice.
Yes. And it was a Swedish girl. It was a Swedish woman.
She was the Swedish
woman. No. The Cheeto had this Swedish woman that kind of didn't speak total English. I had this beautiful a black woman. And then there was, I forget what, an Asian woman was. We had like, it was like all different ethnicities.
It was the UN.
It was great. It was the UN of softcore porno fucking on the thing. We were in Vegas in a place that had windows, see-through windows. And we were to have sex, the two people had sex with them against the windows. So essentially, if you were looking in that day, it would have looked like Don Cheadle and this other person were fucking these two girls. Because the cameras are behind them.
Yeah.
So the camera move is this. I wonder if this is too graphic, Jake. I know your family listens to this.
It's all right, Mama. Turn down the podcast. Love you, bitch.
Hey, did you give the Simpsons script that I gave you to your family? Or
yes,
no? Did you?
I gave it to my father. I thought I texted you. I did
give you one, right?
You gave me one to give to my dad, and I gave it to him.
And
I texted you, and I said he loved it.
All right, good. That makes me happy.
He does love it.
All right, good. I'm happy that I could talk about your father right in the middle of the sex story.
Hi, Daddy.
Hey, hello, Daddy.
I love your money, Father.
So the move is Cheadle, this other guy, and then me. And I'm having sex with this woman on a chair. And the whole idea is she's on her back, and then that's why this is graphic. I apologize. But if you watch the episode, it's in there. And when the camera comes to me, I'm to flip her so her head is over the top of the chair, and I'm to have sex with her from behind.
Okay.
Okay? And she goes beforehand, and she's totally naked off the bat, and she didn't want to wear the little piece that covers because she's like, everybody's seen me. And I was like, well, I was totally clothed, so it didn't matter for me. And I was supposed to just like pretend to have sex with her. And when you're pretending to have sex with someone and you're wearing that little pouch or like you're wearing only your underwear, it's really hard. It's really scary and hard because you're like, oh, it's going to be so hard to not get excited. But when you're fully clothed, it's a little bit easier for 100 different reasons. So so the first take, she's like, you can do anything you want. Don't worry. I have another story, but I won't say. And so it goes. They go, we're going to do the first one, so you guys don't have to pretend to have sex with it. So it's Cheadle. The camera move is Cheadle, The hilarious scene is this is the end of the party, and all of a sudden we're just all having sex in the same room. Cheadle, the other guy, I see the camera coming, and in the meantime, I'm kind of in the background, and she is acting like Hercules is fucking her. She's like, and so like I had to catch up my ferociousness in my sex to meet the levels of like what she was throwing out there. It was so funny. And then the camera was on us, and so I flipped her over, and she was such a pro with it. Like the move was so sexy and cool.
Yeah.
And then I'm having sex with her from behind, and she's so gorgeous, this beautiful black woman in front of me. And I take her hair and I pull her hair, as sometimes men do when they're having sex with women from behind, and she's wearing a weave. And the weave goes, and I pull it off her head.
You pulled like, her hair off.
So her hair was to the left side of her hair, and she did not break, and she was acting like Thor himself was fucking her with his hammer. And she was like, ah! And her hair was barely hanging on, and she's trying to fix her hair while having sex. And like, and they finish the little scene, they go, cut, and she cracks up. She laughs. I was like, oh my God, she's gonna kill me. She laughs up. She's like, oh, I should have said you could do anything but touch my hair. Oh. I was like, I apologize. I was so Jewish in that moment. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Oh gosh, I really apologize. Did they keep that take as a joke?
It exists somewhere, but they did not use that take.
Wait, did that episode come out?
Season two, when we were in Vegas, yeah.
Great.
And literally it happens where they change it to, I'm having sex, the guy's having sex next to me, and we high five, which is so stupid. But by the way, can I say, there's a scene, if anybody ever sees that episode, I don't remember what episode it's in, the scene right after that, the three of us are all hungover, me, Cheadle, and this guy we're doing business with, are all hungover eating brunch, and it's an awesome scene. I remember Cheadle and I being like, that was a good one, man.
Yeah.
And anytime Cheadle like even hints at like, that was better than shitty,
yeah,
like he's like, hey, that was good. I was like, oh, baby.
Can I be in Hotel Rwanda too? Hotel for Dogs, Rwanda edition.
He was in Hotel for Dogs as well, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two hotel movies?
Yeah, two hotel movies.
When they ask you to do stuff that's like so cringeworthy, like high-fiving while having sex,
yeah,
do you ever like...
Yeah, I'll say, you know what? I don't think that'll happen. But this, we're both hammered, and it was me, and my character was a real douchebag at the time, right. And it was literally, the other guy's last name was Dushkin,
yeah.
So they were called the Douchebag Twins.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
So like it was perfect... My character would do it for his character.
Right.
Because he wants it so bad. He wants that high five so bad. And yeah. I'm trying to get his business.
Yeah.
That, of course, yeah. Same reason why we'd all have sex in the same room. There's no reason. We want to close the deal.
Yeah.
So that's why we all did it. Yeah.
That's why you closed the deal.
Oh. But that is that's the funniest sex story I've got.
That's good. So,
what about funniest real sex story?
Sure. Okay. So me, Cheadle, are having sex in the same room in Vegas.
No one else is in there.
Nobody else is in there. We're both jerking off to different types of porn.
Him softcore.
Him softcore. Me, I'm jerking off to his Captain Planet videos. I'm funny or die. There's always fun. By the way, there's a great beginning of a sex scene this year between me and Valerie Curry, which is so sweet and lovely and like, I feel like kind of encompasses what like sex scenes or what's like fun if you like the person's sex can be like or start or stuff like that. And we're like laughing and having fun and it's kind of cute and sexy. And
do you ever laugh while you're having sex for real?
You'll play not like laugh, but the beginning when you're like kissing someone or like stuff like
right,
that
before there's actual penetration.
Yeah. Now when I'm having sex, well, like Jake, everybody knows when you have sex, you sing the Lion King theme at the beginning, right?
The peña, the mavita,
my peña, right in your vagina.
That's good.
Oh, try it. Ready? Very close.
All right.
Let's hit a commercial.
Yeah, that's actually good timing. Let's actually do a commercial. We'll be right back with Matt Schwartz.
Gotta pee. The worst gum ever. Are you king, dude?
Dude, I've counted like four waters since I got here.
Nope.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Jake, I don't know if you know this, but we sort of all carry around different stressors, mm-hmm. big and small.
Yeah. No, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard some people do that.
And if you're anything like me, you just sort of keep it bottled up inside and never mm-hmm. complain or talk about yes. it to anyone ever.
Very deep, deep, deep down.
Yes. You put on a facade, as they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And a masquerade.
Mm-hmm. But when we do that, it starts to affect us negatively. It's not healthy. It's not good. That's why I use therapy, which is a safe space to get things off your chest. And there's no better way to use therapy than with BetterHelp.
Ah, very nice.
So if you've been hearing a lot about therapy and you've been wanting to give it a try, but you don't want to you know, go through the hassle of finding a therapist, driving their awkward waiting rooms. Give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suitable to your schedule.
Perfect.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, mm-hmm. you get matched with a licensed therapist, mm-hmm. and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Ooh. Love it.
It helps to get things off your chest. It helps to talk about it.
Right.
So get those things off your chest with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/segments. You go there and you get 10% off your first month.
Ooh, all right. Segments, folks.
Yes. BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
To get matched with your therapist as soon as possible. And if you use that coupon code by going to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll get 10% off your first month.
Nice.
Give it a try. It'll help.
Yeah.
With BetterHelp. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn, and I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
All right, we're back. And you the microphone.
It's a very sexual one. We did a very sexual show.
Yeah. I just realized you probably didn't give this guy advice. We just talked about our...
Oh, okay. This is the advice.
I told him to break up with this girl.
No, that's a terrible advice.
No, it's not. He's a bad boyfriend.
No, this is what you got to do. You have to learn that it's a part of her job, unfortunately, and it's something you're going to have to deal with. Also, you have to understand that you might be a little bit jealous, but it's a jealousy that comes from something that makes sense. It's not a jealousy like, oh my God, who is she out with tonight? It's literally my girlfriend's going to kiss a very attractive guy probably tonight. So I understand that it's rooted in something. It is going to be to you. She is nervous about it as well. She's more nervous about it than you are, dude. It's her first time kissing someone on camera or on stage. Be as supportive as you can. You could be like, hey, you know what? This makes me feel uncomfortable, but I'm supportive of you. Please, whatever. If you'd like her and you dig her, you got to hope and cross your fingers that it's fine. The other thing is you're so young. You're 21 years old and...
18.
You're 18?
They're about college. To be freshman
going
into
college.
Oh, wow. So,
break up.
No, not break up. But you'll see how strong it is. But it is something you can't make her feel bad for. Don't make her feel ashamed. She's just as nervous as you are. Let her do her thing and be supportive. If it's a live show, I would show up to the live show and support her. If it's on whatever.
You got to kick that dude's ass afterwards.
Green Giant.
You know, you find that guy's girlfriend, you know, her stage partner.
Oh. Give me a Jake and a Jake, Jake, Jake. What I get? Oh, God, Jake, your rhythm.
Sorry.
Try it again. Ready?
Yep.
Give me a Jake, Jake, and Jake, Jake, Jake.
No, wait, was that right? See, the problem is I don't know when I'm wrong.
Then just
you don't
going.
Know when to start. Right.
Give me a Jake, Jake, and Jake, Jake, Jake. I want a Jake, Jake, and a Jake, Jake, Jake. And oh, you had it and you lost it.
Cool.
How can you play guitar but you can't do that? That makes no sense.
Well, guitar's just like steady all the time. It's like da na 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 na.
No, it's not.
Da-da-da. I don't know. I don't know how I know how to play guitar.
He's great at guitar. Ladies, no, my Mercedes. have you ever given your phone number out on this podcast?
No,
it's sort of like a cool hip-hop thing to do though.
Oh, really? You give out your own phone number on a song?
Big Sean does it on his album. Somebody else.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
Gives his actual phone number. No, it's his real phone.
Yeah, somebody else did it before him, and I can't remember who it was.
And said what? Call me?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
It's like, Big Sean's line is like, you think I'm not, you say you can't get in touch with me, or like, whatever. And then he just says his number.
Oh, wow.
I called it.
It's a 555?
No, it's, I mean, I think it was his real number.
Hey, how do you ask questions, by the way, on the podcast?
What do you mean, how do I ask questions?
No, like, how do you get people to ask questions?
Oh, people can email ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Speaking of, let's answer another question.
All right, we got time for one last one.
What, dude?
I just don't get what the point of the show is.
Of course you do.
That was the point of the show. You just gave this guy bad advice.
I gave him good advice.
I think you should break up.
Why? Because he's so young?
Yeah.
What happens if that's the girl he loves?
You're the tiebreaker.
You could stick it out. If the jealousy is indeed too much for you to handle, then you don't have to make her feel
bad.
See
how it feels. Go through it once.
Yeah, go through it once.
You might get better at it. By the way, she's not every scene, she's not going
to
be kissing her.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as big of a deal as he's making out to be.
It does suck, though. I hear you and I feel for you.
All right. One last question. One last time.
One more time.
We need a male name.
Yeah, yeah.
Male name.
You guys may not know about this, about Jake and Amir, but they love to dance.
Yeah.
Do you talk about it on the podcast?
I guess we talk about going out dancing.
They go out dancing, and it is something, it is a joy that I forgot that I had until Jake and Amir had pushed me to go out dancing a couple times, and we had a blast.
Yeah, dancing's fun.
And then we've gone out many times
since.
The
only bad part is that it kind of ruins regular bars, because then it's like, oh, what am I doing here if there's not
music
being
played? Well, to be fair,
played.
We don't go to club. Oh, I guess one time we went to club. But I would never go to like a techno club.
Like EDM.
No, I mean, by the way, more power to you, and I saw a documentary on it. I love the community around it, but I love hip-hop and R&B. I would love to. Those type of places.
There's not enough hip-hop bars. There's literally
it's
a couple.
It's crazy to me.
Well, that's
I know Samantha Ronson does a show on Fairfax every now and then. I was like, we got to go to that. It's people dancing to the best. She's so good. But why are there not more hip-hop and R&B in Los Angeles?
I don't know. But Jake found one that's every Saturday night.
Oh, maybe we do that soon.
Yeah.
Starts this Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
My friend's wedding is this weekend.
I'm also going away this weekend. We'll get back.
I'm so
like
sorry.
That video.
All right. Ready? Oh, guy's name.
Sure. This guy is brought to you by Energizer Batteries. Oh. And his name is...
You brought your own sponsor.
His name is Larence. That's Larrence.
Mm.
Larence O'Dalagools.
Oh. Is he Jewish?
No, he's Irish.
Oh.
O'Dalagools.
We had a guy named Larence in one of our videos.
Yeah.
Once, didn't we?
Ghoul. Isn't a ghoul like a ghost?
Yes.
Why doesn't nobody say ghouls anymore?
I say ghoul.
Do you?
I will say ghoul every day.
You bet. What's my favorite line you do in Jake and Amir?
What's that?
From the Pirates of the Caribbean trailer. Do it.
Oh, the one.
Do it from the trailer.
Wait, you best start believing.
Yeah, yeah, do it, do it. Do
you
it.
Want me to do the Jake and Amir line or the other line?
Jake and Amir line.
Opinions are like assholes, Jake. You are one.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it.
Asshole.
You that's like me. Asking someone to do an impression of me like that. Trying to think
no,
of the
that's not
do.
Good. All right. Larence writes,
I met him in a lake down in Dago by where it bubbles all the time like a giant carbonated soda. I changed your rhythm. S-O-D-A soda. Now speed it up. I saw the little run sitting there on a log. He asked me his name, and in a raspy voice, he said, Yoda.
Yoda.
Was that all right?
It's great.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys.
No, I didn't.
Hey, guys. Broke up with a girlfriend of 3 years a couple months ago. Been
sorry,
curious
buddy.
About joining Tinder/Hinge/etc. for a while, but was worried about running into the ex on there. How long should I wait before getting these apps? Have you ever run across an ex on Tinder? Best, Larence.
What's his last name?
O'Dalagool.
I'm not on those, so you guys have to answer it, but I can give you general sweeps. Are you guys both on Tinder?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Are you on Tinder? Didn't you make a poster of his Tinder profile?
I did.
God, that was so funny. By the way, you may not know, but Jake is very funny. You probably don't know from the short films because he's so bad in them. And he's so banned on funny and all the Jake and appears.
This is a compliment.
You probably don't know. Please. Because like his performance is lackluster and his writing is poor.
But he's actually his writing is poor.
But he's really
But he's a legit
funny dude.
5 out of 10. Yeah.
He's not funny like the things he says or does, but just like the mistakes he made. Just like look at him. Like he's so dumb.
Yeah.
Matt Besser once said that a great straight man is one of the hardest things in the universe to find. You have to be so good and so funny to pull it off. And
I feel like the only thing harder than that is to be like the funny, silly, wacky guy.
That's the cake. People want to laugh at that. Without Jake, you make no sense.
That's right.
Fuck that.
Do you realize when I do shorts, it's harder for you and me to both be crazy at the same time because it's just too much?
Well, what about
but also,
when we had Thomas and you and me and Jake? It was a fucking shite show.
And Milana being crazy.
Yeah.
I will say one of my favorite things when I watch Jake and Amir, and I've seen quite a few, is when Jake breaks, because he gives you he gives you the character, and then he breaks it by going, like, when he tries to be too fratty or too cool.
Yeah.
I go nuts for that character of Jake. There was one where, there's
Amanda
a moment.
Amanda Bynes, where I have Amanda Bynes' phone number, and he, like, turns it on. He's like, you didn't tell me you had an in with Bynes. All that.
There's three versions of those. There's that Jake. There's the Jake where, in episode one of the two-parter we did.
The bad impressions.
When he's doing those impressions. Are there going to be deleted scenes?
Yeah, we should do that. We have outtakes for that.
But man, he was making us laugh just because he commits so, he wants people to think he's cool. It's really so funny. Is. The second there's a shred of doubt that someone doesn't think he's cool, he tries harder than Amir tries.
Did I do, Dan?
This is my favorite analysis of our character.
It's really, really funny. I think there's different shades of what Jake is, and I think the real one is probably the most crazy one.
That is true.
But it's crazy. We're not going to do it again. We're never going to do Jake and Amir again.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sad? Have you talked about it on the podcast?
I feel nothing.
No, you feel. Well, you always feel
greed
nothing.
And
Jake
shame.
Has emotions. What do you think, Jake?
I'm really sad.
That was sad. Remember our last day? That was sad.
Yeah. I think when we were writing, it felt like, I don't know, our heads were down, we're just working on it. And then at the end of that long day when they're like, that's a wrap on Ben, it was like,
there was a great chance we would never see each other again.
It wasn't like that, but I mean, it was like thinking.
It was sad. Well, I wrote the end of that thing so it would feel like sad. Remember that?
Yeah.
Or one of you guys were like, why are you doing this?
Oh, when you hugged me?
Yeah, I thought, or like being like, hey, this was so fun. Like, I wanted it to be genuine.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a real moment that we like snuck into the video.
Yeah. I did that, by the way, at the end of Parks and Rec, I did that as well. I don't know. Did you guys watch the finale of Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Did you?
We did.
The end of it, one of the lines was, hey, Leslie. And she turns around. And I go, I've always loved you. And I did it as sincere as possible. I wanted it to be like, for the first time, you see what he really thinks and what is like why he's been trying so hard this whole time.
Yeah.
Because he really loves Leslie. Like, he's in love with her. And if you watch it, it's like, I almost cry in some of the takes.
Wow.
It's like, I try to make it like genuine. And also, I think it makes it so funny that it's that whatever. And also, they did the funniest edit where after it, when she goes, I know, I get up and fist, whatever.
Bad fist pump.
And they black out to a commercial right after. It made me laugh so hard. But one of the things when we were shooting that Jake and Amir, because that was also a week of when it aired, it was like the end of Parks and then the end of you guys. And those are all the things that I get to like be the silliest version of myself and have the most fun. You guys, without me knowing, because they're very nice and they show me edits, each edit, and I get to give notes on rough cuts. I don't know if you do that with other guys, but
no.
Very, very nice of you. And because we write it together and we kind of do the whole process together and we go back and they're very, very good at editing. But they added that montage. I had no idea there was a montage in the final one.
Of our old outtakes.
And I mean, I knew something was special with the copy because Amir never emails me more than one. Amir would be like, hey, here's a new cut. Tell me what you think. But then he like texted me and emailed me one more time. Like, hey, you check it out? I was like, oh, I'm working.
I think you'll find a special treat in this one.
I got emotional. I got close to a teary-eyed when I watched it. It was because it was like, oh my God, we've been doing it for this long?
Yeah.
And it was all
That was what made me emotional.
Really?
Like, going back and pulling those really old clips. It's like, holy shit. Look
so
at this.
Crazy. Really? And the best part, they were from the outtakes. They were from like it was like from us being us.
Yeah.
And laughing for real. That was us being us and laughing for real.
And then you doing your fake seal laugh and me not being able to control.
That was so crazy. I remember the first time I did it, you guys were nervous for some. You were nervous the first two times. I could tell you guys were nervous to like play.
Yeah, because we never done stuff with a real comedian like before.
Comedy,
it
maybe.
Still makes me nervous.
No, you're so comfortable now.
Oh, I'm terrified.
Think about the last one we did where you were doing those fucking, and I did that. The best part was.
That sounded like Jake.
And Dave did that.
No, and this, I did that, Dan.
And I did that, Dan. Yeah. And then the callback to that, which you guys don't even know until now, is when everybody goes, Norm. Jake goes, Dan. He doesn't even say Dan. He goes, Dan.
Like, look at my mouth. You know I'm saying Norm. And
that,
I did
that. Was really fun, too, for me to just, like, play with real-life Ben. I've never ever done that before.
Oh, yeah, because I'm always a crazy character.
You're always insane.
I was the straight man.
Yeah. So that was really interesting.
I was the straight man in that first episode. And also, that remember that one that we did where you did the Cartman? And it was
that was the origin of, like, my... of the bad impressions. It was like me doing Batman.
Shit, man, that made me laugh so...
Respect my authority.
It made me laugh...
Carmen.
So... And then you had like some Beetlejuice or some weird... like. Oh, no, you were like Christian Bailey.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love mine. You're like, Batman?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Batman's over here, too. Oh, wait, there was something that I...
You guys could just watch the video, I guess.
Can we?
But Jake is incredibly funny. Amir gets a lot of credit, and Jake is incredibly funny as well.
I am really funny, everybody.
I hope your dad and your mom are listening now.
I hope my mom's listening.
And we are going to continue to collaborate. I don't know how. Oh, we know we're going to start to write stuff for fun. See if anybody wants to buy it. But
for fun and cash.
I mean, we'll see about the cash. But regardless, it'll be fun.
No, it won't. It won't be fun unless we're rich, baby.
See, this is the problem.
I'm rich.
What's the last part of that? Do you know the whole line?
Yeah.
What? Go, do it.
I'm rich, Jay.
See, this is where I get it, dude.
I'm rich, Jay.
Hey, I'm rich, Jay.
Is that 45 minutes?
Ish. Let's talk to this guy really quickly.
On the phone?
Yep.
Here we go. Wait, he asked a question?
Yeah, he's like, can I join Tinder or do I have to wait a little bit?
Oh, yeah, whenever. So
are you on Tinder?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you see your ex. You just swipe her left. It's okay.
Or, like, the fact that you see her ex means that she's on it, too.
Yeah,
so she 100%. Can't get mad at you.
Also, if you swipe her left, there's a good chance. If you see her first, if you swipe her left, there's a good chance that you won't just show up in her queue.
Isn't it also fine to start? Like, do you give yourself like I just broke up, I better take a week off respect? Like,
I wouldn't go on Tinder immediately after, but he said he was months, right?
Yeah.
That's 100% fine. Now,
I wouldn't, and by the way, I'm also of the nature of, I wouldn't date anybody for a little bit. If someone meant something to you,
right,
out of respect, I would take a little time. I don't think Jake is the same way.
Wait, well, what do you mean
if I was not trying to date anybody and I just wanted something that wasn't serious, I would immediately go to Tinder. That's where you get that stuff.
Do you mean you would even try not to bone a girl?
But I'm a weirdo in that stuff. I'm like, hey, you know what? If I cared about someone, because I felt like if I went out with a girl and I actually loved her, I really cared about her, and then I found out 3 days after we broke up she had sex with a guy, I'd be like, oh, that's terrible. That just makes me feel disgusting.
So you wouldn't do that to
her. So I wait a little bit. Yeah,
That's very thoughtful of you.
I usually like to wait to at least like 3 or 4 weeks before we break up.
Oh my God.
Jake's funny too.
Are you kidding
me? Dude, this episode is so much better than the first one.
Are you kidding me?
The first one was so boring. This one is so much better, right?
Because we talked about sex
instead of drums.
There's only one thing that can make it better. I'm going to get it up while we keep going.
Thank you, Ben, for coming by.
Is that it?
Yeah. We gave advice. We were here for about an hour. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Ben, do you have anything you want to plug?
I do. By the way, am I allowed to plug something or no?
You can say whatever you want.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, there is something that means a lot to me that I'd like to plug.
Okay.
He's back! Oh yeah, I would like to. When is this coming out?
Sometime in the next couple weeks, March.
Oh, House of Lies would be wrapping up, guys. Give House of Lies a shot this year. And also, the writers gave me these amazing arcs, and I have these beautiful dramatic beats. It's really sweet.
I should watch this season. My brother says he loves it now.
This season is. I mean, all the seasons are great, but this season there. I mean, the characters are set. People know who they are. And now we get to really play. Like, I have a father. The craziest thing that's ever happened in any TV show I've ever done happens in the next 3 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah, far the craziest storyline. And also there's like those sex scenes we talked about, how you get to see like sparks with people, and like we try to play it out, and there's more than two people involved in this thing, and it's fun. But I get these really great words that these writers wrote me, and
that's an example
about my character.
What's an example of one of the great words?
My poopy smells like toot toot.
You say that.
Yeah. Oh, but there's one great one.
Oh, really?
But there is it's a really good season. Give it a shot. It's on Showtime, 10 p.m. Sundays. And go on Showtime anytime. You can watch every single episode. Watch the House of Lies improv special I did. It's on there.
On demand.
Yeah. Go to rejectedjokes.com. Follow me on Twitter at rejectedjokes. And that's it.
Dang. You want to do an outro song? Because you said you were going to do one after Jake did his
Let's
last
do it.
One.
Yep.
I'm going to give the guitar to Amir.
We can't play more than 4 seconds at a time. Lawyers will be on our ass.
Oh, we don't, do you know how to play guitar?
Kind of.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Oh, just the high part from the Weezer song?
Already?
You can play a Weezer song, I'll just make up different words. The world has turned. You know that?
Just the high part from Buddy Holly.
Which?
Oh, I know this part.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Regular song.
She's a Jake girl, crazy about denim, and a Amir girl, likes colorful socks too. She's a free girl, touching Jake and Amir, have a threesome, but be safe too.
'Cause I'm free.
Thank you guys. If I Were You show. Thank you for having me. I'll never
Thank
see
you
again.
All right. Goodbye forever.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you've heard, but your favorite website, Chive.com, now has words, and it's come in the form of our shiny new podcast, Right Over Podcast One. So join us. I'm John Rezik. This is Bob Phillip.
Hi.
Every Thursday for a mix of Chive culture, celebrity interviews, and offbeat current events. You never know who's going to drop by the studio, and you certainly never know what we're going to say to them. So it's the Chive podcast. It's total ear candy. There's no snark involved in this, and you can download it now at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Podcast1.com.